News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, parents should get priority over child-free colleagues when booking annual leave, particularly when kids are off school. That's according to freelance journalist Rhiannon Picton-James. Rhiannon, why do you think parents should get priority when it comes to annual leave?
Because if they don't, then it blocks them from workplace, simply. You know, I think that they should get the priority when it comes to school holidays. So that's the end of July, that's August. Absolutely, I think they should get first dibs.
Okay, did you always feel like that before you had kids? Were you kind of generous and thoughtful and considerate when it came to booking holidays
No. Absolutely not. No, I booked my holidays whenever I wanted. I booked them in the school time. I had no idea when the school term was, first of all, so I didn't realise that I was being a massive pain. But I just thought, yeah, you're entitled to your leave. You should be able to take it. You should be able to book up what you want, really considering my colleagues with children and how it was going to affect them.
Now, you're being very honest, but I have to put it to you, your view has changed because your circumstances have changed.
Yeah, that's it. I can see both sides, though. And I think, yeah, you know what? If you want to book a holiday in July, you might as well book the last week of June. The weather is just as nice anywhere, but yeah, the flights are half the price. The hotels are half the price. You might as well just do it in June. You're still going to have an amazing summer.
Okay, what about, I think the summer's kind of an easier one. It's kind of a no-brainer because, to be honest, I can't wait till my kids are old enough that we can go on holidays in September again and June again. But what about the trickier ones, like, say, Easter, for example? The kids are off on midterm. You want to take time off. But, you know, people, if you're in your 20s, you might fancy heading down the west for a weekend away. Like, why should they give priority to parents when they want to head off for a few days at Easter, say?
Well, I have booked for Easter and it's cost me £2,000. I clicked the week before, £700 less. There's 2 weeks in Easter that I need in April, but there's still 2 weeks up for grabs. So there is plenty of room for everyone to have time off. I think you just need to juggle it around. And the difference would be that it stops me going to work, but it stops you maybe having a bit of fun. You know, if I can't get the leave off, I've got to take dependence leave. Like, I've got to go no matter what happens.
So, I mean, do you think this is something employers should take into account, or is it more that employees who don't have kids should be kind of more considerate?
I think it's the government who needs to address it, really. The education system hasn't changed since 1843 when they designed it this way. And obviously the world of work and the way we live has changed. But I think such an overhaul is obviously going to take too much time. And in the meantime, I think companies can introduce policies that give parents priority over certain times.
And your message to 22-year-old Rhiannon Picton-James this morning?
just go away in June. It's going to be great. You're going to save so much money and you're going to save your colleagues a lot of hassle.
Okay. All right. Listen, good to talk to you. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Freelance journalist Rhiannon Picton-James there. What do you think? Do you agree? Do you disagree? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.